We have had our first mishap with the cats. We have two new cats that we have adopted, Cece DeVille and Bert Reynolds. Bert is the more social of the two. Bert goes all over. He's a very affectionate little guy. Shouldn't say little. He's a very long cat, yellow cat.
Yes, he's cute.
He knocked over some red Kool-Aid on the white carpet. So this is our...
Oh, my God. With his tail?
With his whole body. Mm. He ran into it. Now, let me explain first. It was because I sprayed him in the face with water. Okay?
Because you're trying to train him?
Yes, we're trying to make sure that he gets on the...
Listen, guys, he wasn't doing this for fun. Okay? Yeah. He wasn't just like,
no.
Hey!
Well, you guys know, if you have cats before, if they get on top of your counters, they got on, you know, he got on top of the coffee table where we had food. And then, obviously, I had my red, delicious, sugar-free, great value Kool-Aid that I was enjoying.
Of course.
And
grown men do drink... Save-A-Lot Kool-Aid.
Yeah, that's great value. Not Save-A-Lot. But I sprayed him in the face. I say, hey, you got to get down. I sprayed him in his face. He turned around, and then he hit the cup of red Kool-Aid, and we have I don't know what it is, 8x11 area white rug underneath the coffee table in the living room, and that whole cup of Kool-Aid spilt on.
Oh, no.
So it's partially my fault. I want to tell the entire story because I sprayed him and therefore he reacted and knocked over the cup. So I can't entirely...
And you drink Kool-Aid. So that's another reason why it's your fault.
Lots of different terrible things going on right now.
Can you give me another cup of Kool-Aid?
No, I get my own Kool-Aid. I don't ask her for embarrassed. Emily's like, all right, we got to make sure that we'll get some towels. We got to dab it, you know, because red cool. I mean, there's dye in that. Obviously, that's not natural. That's not real cherries.
Oh,
I don't know if you guys didn't know this, but great value cherry Kool-Aid.
Something new every day. There's dye in Kool-Aid.
Yes. So that dye is now on our white carpeting. So
I would have been so angry.
Emily's dabbing. And dabbing and dabbing. And then I'm like, all right, I'll get the tough stuff. And then we have some other carpet resolve. And we go through like three different rounds of this. And it's still not getting it up.
Oh,
so then
no.
We find a bleach pen. And we did the bleach pen. Because here's what I like to do sometimes. When the cats are being bad. I don't know if you guys do this with your kids. I like to go, your cat just knocked over my Kool-Aid. And then I like to go into this argument. Is to where... It was your idea to get these cats.
So now all of a sudden,
and you know how to get red dye out of white carpeting better than me. So I'll just, bring you the tools.
Yes, I do this with baby daddy. I said, your son flipped his friends off at the lunch table today. Yeah, so when they do something wrong, you always make it that it's your partner's kid or your partner's animal.
Now we have almost... After 3 days, we have almost gotten the stain out of the white carpet that Burt Reynolds knocked over with the red Kool-Aid. But there's a couple different lessons to be learned. Once again, I'm not completely blaming the cat. I'm not going to be that person because I did spray him in the face and therefore he reacted. But we can't eat in front of the TV anymore, which is fine. I told Emily, I said, we can't eat in front of the TV.
This is what I don't like about when people get animals, then they let the animals control their life.
Okay, you can look at it that way. Or you can look at, why don't we just spend time at the dinner table together, having a meal instead of doing it. I go, this is kind of a sign.
Then you got to talk to each other.
Well, right. Yeah, you want to talk about each other. We just want to talk about philosophies. We want to talk about life.
Ask a bunch of questions about each other's day.
Yes.
You love
and
that.
And I'm like, this is quiet time at the dinner table. This is probably a wonderful sign. We're turning a negative into a positive. This is a sign from Burt Reynolds that we need to sit at the table and have a wonderful conversation, and then we'll go to the couch and watch TV.
Or a man in his 30s needs to not drink Kool-Aid, okay? And then this would have never been a problem.
Natural Kool-Aid.
Oh, sorry. I got you.